We all certainly had a very glorious day in our procession from St. Augustine to here. We do so to show to the world our acknowledgement that what Jesus has gifted us in the Eucharist is more than a paltry symbol. It is his very body, blood, soul, and divinity. It is our Lord himself. It is the same as if Jesus were to make himself present to us and we were to cart him off and give him a canopy so that he didn't have to sweat. On this beautiful day, we know that this truth is something that needs to be shared. It is a life-giving truth. Jesus, after all, said in his Bread of Life discourse, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will have no life in you." Very strong words from our Lord, yet we know his words were never meant to be some kind of threat, as if it was meant for us to do something, but he didn't really have the full force of meaning. No, he meant it with everything that he had. He who is the fulfillment of the Passover, he who is the Passover lamb, has given himself up to us that we may partake of him. This is my body. This is the chalice of my blood. These particular words that are offered are prayed by validly ordained priests so that that which is on the altar, bread and wine, become something different. They are transubstantiated into our Savior, the one who has redeemed us, so that we may follow his words, "Do this in remembrance of me." Yet many we know, including Catholics, do not believe in the teaching. They say, "Well, that's something I don't understand or grasp, so therefore that's not comfortable for me." The reality is there is no wiggle room. We either believe it or we're not Catholic. You know, that's the strong belief that we should have in the real presence of the Holy Eucharist. There is no gray matter. The beautiful thing is that our Lord knows the difficulty that we have. And so in many ways he has expressed himself in very extraordinary ways, doing so through miracles, Eucharistic miracles. Blessed Carlo Acutis, whom we know was beatified a couple months ago, had a collection of all the Eucharistic miracles from around the world and has cataloged them on his website. And on there, we see that there are a number that come from various countries, but there's one in particular that I want to highlight and share with you. Because sometimes when you wonder, you know, well, how is it that Jesus can give us life through the Eucharist? What does it mean that we won't have life without him? I think this particular miracle and its findings can certainly shed some great light to it. There were three miracles that occurred in Buenos Aires in Argentina, the year 1992, 1994, 1996. With all these three miracles, there was someone sent to investigate the validity, the authenticity of the alleged miracle. As if to say, well, you know, is it really blood that was coming forth from this consecrated host? The one who was placed in charge of taking a look at the parish over at St. Mary in Buenos Aires was Professor Ricardo Castañón Gómez. This is what he found, and this is what he did. Now, before I go forth and explain this, you know, some of it might seem repetitive, but it just goes to show you that, you know, when the church pronounces something as a miracle, like, she has done her research again and again and again. You know, it wasn't just simply taking one expert's word on it. You know, various experts were consulted to ensure that this is truly what it is. He says, "On October 6, 1999, I went to Buenos Aires and interviewed the five priests who were witnesses of the event, the Eucharistic miracle. They had put it in distilled water, which is the worst way to preserve something. The priests had asked one of their lady parishioners, who was a chemist, to analyze the bleeding host. She discovered that it was human blood and that it presented the entire leukocyte formula, that is, having the presence of white blood cells. She was very surprised to observe that the white blood cells were active. On October 21st of 1999, I went to the Forensic Analytic Genetics Laboratory in San Francisco, which was supposed to perform the analysis of the samples I had brought. On January 28th of 2000, they found some fragments of human DNA in the samples. It was human blood that contained the human genetic code. In 2001, I went with my samples to Professor Linoli, who identified the white blood cells and said to me that most probably the samples corresponded to heart tissue. The results obtained from the samples were similar to those of the studies performed on the host of the Miracle of Lanciano. In 2002, we sent the sample to Professor John Walker at the University of Sydney in Australia, who confirmed that the sample showed muscle cells and intact white blood cells. So you hear his marveling at the fact that there's white blood cells, you know, okay, what does this mean? Why is that so important that he keeps emphasizing this again and again in each finding? Well, he says that white blood cells outside our body, they disintegrate after 15 minutes of leaving the body. And in this case, 6 years had already passed. To clarify our doubts, and this meeting here that he had with this professor kind of sums it all up. He says, on March 2nd, 2004, we went to the greatest expert in cardiac pathologies and forensic medicine of the heart, Professor Frederick Zugibe of New York at Columbia University. When he went to the professor, he did not explain where the sample came from, but simply said, can you show me your findings and do your research on these samples? Professor Zugibe said to me, the sample which you brought me is the muscle of the heart, of the myocardium. It is precisely the left ventricle. And he confirmed that my patient had suffered a lot. Then I asked him, doctor, why has my patient suffered a lot? Meaning, how can you tell? He answered me, because your patient has some thrombi, those are blood clots. At certain moments, he could not breathe. Oxygen did not reach him. He labored and suffered much because every aspiration was painful. Moreover, the heart showed dynamic activity at the moment when you brought me the sample, meaning that the sample that was brought was alive. Why? I asked him. Because we found some intact white blood cells, and white blood cells are transported only by the blood, and thus if white blood cells are here, it is because at the moment in which you brought me the sample, it was pulsating. The myocardium is the muscle that gives life to the whole heart and to our whole body. Jesus, therefore, has shown us that, you know, even though we would have been just as grateful to be given some random part in Jesus' body or something in which doesn't exist but has the characteristics of flesh, that would be in and of itself a wondrous miracle. The genius, the wisdom that God has in showing that in the Eucharist is the myocardium, is to demonstrate that Jesus gives that life to us and to the church. It is through the Eucharist that our life is sustained, that life of grace. And why the left ventricle? Because from the left ventricle comes the purified blood. Therefore, through the Eucharist, we see that in Jesus, He purifies us from our sins. We will never truly understand the depth and the breadth of God's love for us. And while there are some that may have doubt about who the Eucharist is, hopefully that is not any of us, at least not any longer. So remember, when you come forward to receive our Lord Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, it is the very heart of God that you receive. And think about that as you come forward to receive Him. Sadly, you know, as I've offered this homily or something similar to it, you know, I've mentioned it, and it seems as if They still don't get it. People come forward and, okay, I'm here to pop in my vitamin Jesus, right? It's Jesus' heart, right? He gives you his very self. You know, if you're going to come and, you know, someone's going to present you with $1,000 and you're, you know, and you're trying to hold it carefully, and then you come forward and receive Jesus and, you know, your eyes are glazed over, I want to whack you. I want to just hit you hard, you know, right? This is our Lord, right? It's, you know, Jesus is like, I can't get it past you anymore, right? How much obvious, you know, I love you. And that's the greatest gift that he gives us. That's the greatest gift. So if there's anyone who we find or encounter, you know, in our family, in our friends, tell them to look up, you know, both the miracle of Lanciano, or maybe this miracle that I explained, you know, Blessed Carlo Acutis' website, easy to find. You know, it's got all the links. But let us not be unbelieving any longer, but let us believe. Let us give thanks to God who gives us his very life, his very heart in the Eucharist.